producing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Even though Bill and Hillary Clinton's health care bill crashed and failed in 1994, the liberals continue to advocate socialized medicine. Of course, they don't call it socialized medicine. The code word they use is single payer. The single payer would be the government. So their plan would be to give government control of access and delivery of all medical services. We don't need to speculate about how this system would work. We have a perfect model in Canada where a single payer system has been in effect for years. Nobody but a hardcore liberal who wants the government to control everything could possibly want to copy the Canadian plan for the United States. Single-payer Canadian-style health care means long waits for everything. Waiting time between referral from a general practitioner and treatment in all specialties averages 18 weeks. An MRI could take up to 33 weeks. Orthopedic surgery requires a wait of 14 weeks for a referral from a general practitioner to the specialist, and then another 24 weeks wait from the specialist to treatment. Some patients die on the waiting list. To make sure that the government controls all health care, Canadian law prohibits anyone from buying or giving private health care or buying private insurance. A physician can be fined up to $20,000 for accepting a fee for surgery. After years of this inferior socialized medicine, one man who was told he had to wait a year for a hip replacement filed a lawsuit that made it up to Canada's High Court. Miraculously, by 4-3, the court held that he could pay a surgeon to give him a hip replacement right now. The socialist politicians have denounced the court decision and are looking for ways to get around it. The best solution for how to manage health care is health savings accounts, which allow individuals to buy their own health insurance and manage how they spend their money. Fortunately, more Americans are signing up for health savings accounts every month.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Our goal is to stay on the leading edge of the issues that are important to you and your family. Write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and let us know your perspective. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
outrageous when Superintendent Roach canceled the meeting. First, he said it was, quote, past violence and threats of violence surrounding this hot-button issue, unquote. Then he emphasized that the district had received no direct threats whatsoever. So which is it? Do we have threats or we do not have threats? Tell me, which is it? It's amazing how the police can't do anything until a crime is committed, but this Ringling Brothers school superintendent can cancel a meeting strictly on his male intuition. He said, quote, based on my understanding of recent events, not my witnessing these events or me even reading about these events, my understanding of recent events in Garden Grove, Baldwin Park, and Campo, it is my belief that the events you had planned poses exactly such a risk. These events seem to have a tendency of gathering busloads of supporters and opposition who yell at each other and get violent. That's not an appropriate use of our facility, unquote. Now, let's get this right. If you would do a little investigative work there, you would feel that this violence starts not with us, with the other people, Mr. John Roach. Then you would know that the simple solution is to isolate the violent people from the law-abiding, peaceful Americans who seek to avail themselves of their First Amendment rights. I know, Mr. Roach, that's a foreign concept to you, but not to us. We believe in the First Amendment. We believe in being able to gather, to get together in a peaceful way and talk about these problems. But when we have people who come violently to us, and then you lump us all together and say it's going to be a violent affair, then you're wrong. When asked for comment about this, State Senator Morrow said it's, quote, just a town hall meeting for crying out loud. They had everything they needed, folks. They had the permit. They had $1 million insurance policy, and they had the blessing of the school district. You know what the message this sends? With all this they had and still being canceled, this sends the message that if you bully, if you intimidate, if you threaten violence, then you will get your way. And as Sandra Morrow said, canceling the meeting was, quote, encouraging the politics of intimidation and threats, end quote. This is what we have now. We've got violent people that will not let us meet peacefully. When we go to meet peacefully, they come with violence, with intimidation, with threats. They come like thugs, wearing their red and brown uniforms, trying to impress us. But we ain't impressed. And we would have had the meeting there. But they wouldn't allow it. This was a public school with the public, get that word again, public, asking to use the facilities that the public paid for. Use these facilities for their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And this clown, this school superintendent idiot, said no. But I got news for this guy. There will be a meeting somewhere. These issues will be discussed somewhere. The problem will be resolved somewhere. Trust me on this one. And politicians like him will be held responsible for their actions soon. Trust me, America is angry. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. In at least one city in Southern California where our deputies patrol, captains and commanders are not willing to support our rank and file. Public safety remains the highest priority for every deputy sheriff and district attorney investigator, and we perform with that goal in mind. It is our mission to protect and serve the community to the absolute best of our ability and fight the criminals that wage war in our streets and our neighborhoods. But I'm concerned that we can't do our jobs effectively if sheriff's management won't back us up. This was the case recently in the city of Norwalk, where a deputy was unfairly disciplined for doing his job. The Norwalk deputy received disciplinary action for going after a suspect on foot. Our union supports proactive police work like this, but it's unfortunate that some captains and chiefs in the sheriff's department do not. By punishing deputies for being proactive, the result is a deputy standing down out of fear of retribution by management. This is what gives criminals a heightened sense of power. At ALADS, we don't want violent criminals thinking they can get away with murder. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Today, we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing I'm going to tell you need is an appraisal, and you're going to say, where do I get one? I'm going to tell you to call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Come on, folks. They're fast, they're friendly, they're professional, and you know what that means. That will put more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. That number is 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those good folks tonight listening on WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all those folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give, and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And for the first time in the history of the horriblest clown of the week, I changed horriblest clowns in mid-article. After reading about the ultra-horrible clown and previous poster boy for the segment, Chris Cannon's outrageous duck of a debate with Tom Tancredo, and I mean he ducked him like a young 10-year-old punk wearing knickers, folks, I noticed that the writer of the article I was reading was as much of a horrible clown as the horrible clown I was writing about. This clown's name is Robert Gerke, and he writes for the Salt Lake Tribune. He starts the article out with a really piece of slanted journalism when he says, quote, U.S. Rep. Tom Tancredo, known for his outspoken and sometimes outlandish views on immigration. Outlandish? Outlandish. Let's see. Outlandish. Tom wants the country's immigration laws enforced. No benefits for illegal aliens and the deportation of all people here illegally in the country. Now, what the hell is outlandish about that? That is the laws that we have. We don't want to be the Wild Wild West again. He's trying to get these laws enforced, but that's outlandish. That is unbelievable to me. In the third paragraph of the article, he says, quote, Tancredo, a Colorado Republican and leading spokesman for the anti-immigration movement, unquote. This man is an idiot. He's a raving idiot, a lunatic. That statement is not only wrong, it is an out-and-out lie. Tom is not anti-immigrant. He's anti-illegal alien. And this reporter knows the difference, but he loves the way anti-immigrant rolls off the tongue. And it sounds good, and it's very controversial, even though it's wrong. It's lies, half-truths, and words like these that are slipped into an article to give it what we call the undercover slant and make the article just as non-factual as a Dick and Jane book. But they don't care, because he makes money. He's on the clock. He's making a living. I feel obliged to apologize to Chris Cannon. Chris is a horrible guy, but he ain't horrible as this guy this week. So I must say, Chris, I'm sorry you lose your status this time, but this week, Robert Gerke of the Salt Lake Tribune, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. It goes on and on and on, folks, and it just, I mean, you know, when does the truth begin? We are privileged tonight to have a gentleman on our show. His name is Dave Schulteis. I want to make sure I say this right, Dave. Is that it?
Schulteis is better.
Schulteis. Pardon me.
Schulteis.
Dave Schulteis, he's a good guy. He's a Colorado state rep. Now, the reason I got him on the show tonight, every time you talk to a politician, Dave, they tell you that this is a federal problem and there's nothing whatsoever they can do at a local level. We had this with Councilman Bernard Parks 2 weeks ago when we met with him at a town hall meeting. He said, well, it's a federal problem. We can't do anything.
Yeah, right.
And I disagree with that. And I want you to tell the folks why that is wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, that's hogwash. That's what I've heard in committee when my bills on illegal immigration have been killed. They keep saying it's a federal problem. What they're really trying to do is ignore the problem and continue to ignore the problem. It's a statewide problem. We have a huge amount of number of illegal aliens in Colorado as well, not as many as some of the other states, but we have quite a few, and it's killing our education system. It's putting massive demands on our hospitals and healthcare facilities.
You're talking about California, right?
I'm talking about Colorado.
it just sounded so familiar.
We have the same problems.
I know
scale,
you do, Dave.
Compared to our size of our population, it's huge.
Right.
They're estimating about 250,000 illegals in Colorado right now.
Wow. That's a lot of people for Colorado.
For Colorado, that's a lot of people.
That's massive.
And it's probably costing us $250 million in educating the K-12 education for these people. And so it's not a federal issue at all. It's really a state issue.
So when you have a bill shot down, they tell you it's a federal issue. What do you tell them? I mean, I'm sure you've got some chosen words for them. But what comeback do you have that you think might wake them up?
Yeah, well, it's very difficult to convince some of the primarily the Democrats on the committee. They don't want to hear it. They went into the committee pre-briefed by their leadership to hardly engage me in any conversations, to not look me in the eye, and to get the bills in and out of committee as fast as possible.
Now, what were some of these bills?
Well, one of them was to prevent any further state money from going to illegals, any state tax dollars, other than for what's required by the federal government, emergency care and
good for you. Good for you.
And they killed that. They killed that right away. I then asked them to had a bill to set up an interim committee between our legislative sessions during the summer and to discuss the issues of illegal immigration and its costs on Colorado. And they didn't want to deal with that, so they killed that as well. And they kept saying it's a federal problem, so I shot them a resolution. That basically was designed to tell the federal government to get their act together. They were faced with this issue that, okay, if it's a federal problem, I had the at least a part solution here to create a state resolution, legislative resolution. They killed that as well. So they don't want to recognize it in any area. And pretty irritating.
Now, what are the numbers like there? Is it mainly Democrats or?
Actually, this year it flipped to Democrat. Yeah, it flipped Democrat this year. It's been Republican for 44 years.
Do you have complete Republican support on this issue?
Not complete, but we have a lot. I on my bills, I was able out of 30 members of the House. Within 10 minutes of presenting the bill to my colleague, we had 21 people sign on.
Wow.
So it's very well accepted by a good majority, 60%.
Well, that's good to know, because as you know, Dave, we've got some terrible Republicans now in this country. I'll name the names. You don't have to.
Yeah.
We've got Chris Cannon. We've got Colby. We've got Flake. We've got McCain. We've got just some of the worst Republicans we've ever had in the world. Now, Republicans are supposed to be conservative, and these people are not. Look at what we've got out here with Dreyer, David Dreyer. He's horrible. He's absolutely horrible. And here's a guy that's supposed to be a Republican. He's supposed to be conservative. But what gets me is those conservative Republicans in his district will continue to elect him just to keep a Democrat out. Now, I understand that you get a little better shot with a Republican as far as conservative politics go, and I am a conservative. But what I don't like is the fact that these people will blindly support this man who they know sucks. He's horrible. Yeah. And they will blindly support him because he happens to have a little letter R next to his name.
Yes, exactly.
That's outrageous.
I know. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I presented this bill to eliminate state services to illegals, we did a poll in three of the House districts, and we were polling about 85% of the population. Of everyone that was polled, we polled every single household in each of the three districts. 85% were for this bill to cut off these services, and that made up a number of Democrats. And
wow.
And still the Democrats vote against that.
Yeah, but that's a starting point. That's the fact that you got some Democrats is good news. You know, now we've talked about the politicians. Let's talk about the people that really matter, and no disrespect to you, but let's talk about the folks. Let's talk about the constituents. What are they calling and saying to you? What do your phone calls look like? What do your emails look
like?
Well,
that's what I'm saying. 85% 85% of the public.
And some of these are Democrats.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
many.
That's what I wanted to get at. That is so important. My email is the same way. I am getting so many people who are telling me they are liberal Democrats.
Exactly.
They're liberal on abortion and guns and everything else. But on this issue, they are strictly conservative. They want this problem fixed,
they
want it fixed now.
They do. They do. I even
That's good news.
Yeah, exactly. So even in Denver itself, the very day of my bill, in Denver, they did a telephone poll. 60% of those that polled were in favor of cutting off services to illegals. And Denver has a huge percentage population of Hispanics. So we're talking Hispanics as well. So there's many of them that are losing their jobs to those that are coming across illegally.
Hispanics are Americans just like you and I.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something about Hispanic Americans. I get some of the most outrageous email that I get from them. They are angrier than anybody else because, number one, they're as American as anybody else. Number two, they are made to look bad by the illegal aliens because people have a tendency to lump all Hispanics together,
exactly.
which is wrong.
Exactly.
And the third thing is they're losing more than the average person because when illegals come to a city, where do they go first? They go where the Spanish-speaking people are or the people that look like them who are Hispanic-Americans. So their neighborhoods get trashed first, then my neighborhood, the black community, and then the white folks suffer last. But here's the deal. Everybody in this country's got the same thing at stake, and that is the sovereignty of this country and what we're going to leave our kids and grandkids.
You got it. Boy, you're right on.
And I don't care what color they are, what race they are, it makes no difference. What do you got planned for the future, Dave? That's what we want to know.
Let me tell you, because I do have some things planned for the future. First of all, around the 1st of October, I am organizing, and it hasn't been set in stone yet, but we're organizing to get a number of legislators in Arizona, being briefed by some of the Arizona legislators, the state, the patrol, the border patrol, and to do a, to do a fact-finding tour down there. So we're planning that, and that will bring some additional press to Colorado. In addition to that, I'm trying to convince, maybe you can be helpful on this, I'm trying to convince FAIR, Federation for
American
Immigration Reform, to pull together to have a conference of all state legislators that are in concerned with this particular issue.
I like that.
And to have them all under one roof, and then they can have subcommittees of border states if they want to. But we need to get all together and start banging the drum.
I like that idea, Dave. And let me say this, all states are border states now.
Yeah. Well, pretty much.
Yeah, look at the Carolinas. Look at Illinois. Look at Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yep.
They're all border states. That's a pretty good idea. Yeah.
I just presented that a week ago to one of the key people at FAIR, and they said they're going to look at it. So maybe anything you can help me do to push this thing, I'd love to see us do that.
I have a guy at FAIR that I talk to quite often, and I will put it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
I really will. He's a good guy.
The other thing, since the Democrats did not allow us to have an interim committee, there's a group of us, conservative Republicans. We have about 18 now in our group bicameral, and we're going to hold our own hearings in November on this, and we're going to bring a lot of key people from around the United States to these hearings. We're going to have them on our own and forget the Democrats.
Well, that's what you have to do sometime. You have to do that. I mean, if they're not falling in the line and doing the right thing, then just leave them alone, Invite them. Invite them. But if they don't want to do the right thing, leave them out.
Yep,
I totally agree.
So those are some things we're doing, and I expect that this year we may have as many as six or seven illegal alien-type bills on the docket, because I'm organizing a number of us to do just that.
You know, this is what I tell people when I get on here. I don't like to just preach the doom and gloom. I like to tell them that things are happening, things are changing, things are going on. And let me say this. I've been involved in this immigration deal for, this is my 13th year, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 13 years I've been in this. And I mean, as just a novice guy, just a citizen, you know, a guy with a six-pack watching Monday Night Football. And I got involved. And then I ended up on the radio. This is our fifth year on the radio. And I'm going to tell you something, Dave. We have seen miraculous things in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
2004 and 2005 have been spectacular for us. And I say that to encourage people, because the first 10 or 11 years I was involved, nothing happened.
Yeah. Yep.
And now all of a sudden things are changing, and it's because of people like you. Yep. It's because of Congressman Tancredo and Virgil Gould and a few others. It's because of the folks, though, who, number one, put you in office, and those people who are calling your office, those 85%ers that you talked about.
Yep.
And also the people that are sitting out here getting angry every day. Every day I got somebody that emails me and says, you know what, I didn't know that anybody even cared like I did, and now I've got somebody I can contact. I got AmericanPatrol.com I can go to every day. I've got Numbers USA. I've got all these different organizations, Wake Up America Foundation. All of these organizations have sprung up over the last few years, and guess what? Except American Patrol, they've been around forever.
Yep.
But this is progress.
No, I know it really is. In fact, I heard my good friend Tom Tancredo the other day on the Michael Savage show, and he basically said that about a year ago things flipped, and all of a sudden people are now moving towards him rather than moving away from him.
And I
do believe we're on a roll here, and we've got to keep this going, and fast. We've got to close these borders.
Well, we don't have a lot of time left, David. And let me tell you why this happens. You say he said it flipped a lot. I like that terminology. It's the anger.
Yep.
You've got people that are angry now. We're not going to sit by and just listen to Sean Hannity anymore, whitewash everything that's happening and say, well, I'm behind the president, but I'm against the illegal immigrants. They're not illegal immigrants, they're illegal aliens.
Exactly.
And when somebody uses that terminology, I know that they are cowards.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to sit and listen to O'Reilly say that the American people are not for deporting these people, that we don't have the stomach for it. Well, I never took that poll.
Yep.
I bet you didn't either. Nobody in the studio ever got that poll to take.
They never did.
Right, but O'Reilly talks for us and makes it like he's the spokesman for the American people who are against illegal immigration.
Yep.
And he's not. We do have the stomach to deport these people. We do have the stomach to not give these kids in-state tuition. We do have the stomach to take away all benefits from them.
Yep.
And we do have the stomach to enforce our laws. And we're going to start doing that if only given the chance.
Preach it. That's good. You know, I'll tell you one other thing I'm doing. I am in the process right now of getting a letter drafted to my city council and to my county commissioners, basically saying, I want you to adopt a policy that you do not hire directly any illegal aliens to do any county work or city work, or any company that hires them as subcontractors.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff.
And I'm going to be pushing a lot of the legislators that are with us on this issue to do the very same thing to their counties and cities. And then we may even run a bill this next year in January to do that very thing statewide.
Well, Dave, we got to go. We got about 30 seconds.
Hey.
I got a hard break coming up. What can we do for you?
Well,
besides talking to Fair, what can we do for you?
You're doing it already. You just keep talking this stuff up, getting people excited about this issue and demanding that we do some changes and that we do them soon.
Dave Schultheis, state rep from the state of Colorado, I thank you for taking your time tonight to come on. I want you to stick around just a few minutes. I want you to hear this clip we play, and then you can go. I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to hear this clip we play by Senor Navarro. It is a very hard-hitting clip, but it tells people how this man feels about America, and then you can hear the racism in his voice. Dave, we thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
We're going to get you back on to get updates from time to time.
Great, Terry. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the work you're doing.
You're welcome.
Take care. There you go, folks. Great guy. Dave Schultheis from the state of Colorado. Just what we needed. Local politicians, they can do it at the state and municipal level if they only will. And this guy's doing it, and we applaud him for that. And I'm so glad somebody turned me on to this guy. I want you to hear Senor Navarro now. This is what he thinks of you.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present to balance the power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
just move it sideways into solid gold, which you actually get to hold on to.
Not all of it, just some of it.
Yes, a good financial planner will tell you anywhere from 5 to 20% of what you have in paper should be in gold. Some people it's more, some people it's less. But when you have some of the greatest financial minds out there, and they're saying, you know, we're betting against the dollar. Bill Gates is one of them, the world's richest man. He says, yes, folks, I bet the dollar's going to go down even further than it's going right now. Our own central banks are taking our dollars and selling them onto the market and buying foreign currencies with them, such as the euro, because the euro is backed by a portion of gold and silver. So it doesn't send a good message when our own central banks are selling dollars and buying foreign currencies with them.
Well, that's something. You know, another factor that a lot of people have brought to my attention and concerns our listeners is the terrorism factor. Now, since 9/11, things have changed, and people are very shaky about the future. You know, what are we going to do if there's an attack? And I'm not trying to scare anybody into buying anything. What I'm saying is it is a fact of life now, Jonathan, in our country. I mean, how does this affect the price of gold and other things?
Well, since 9/11, the day of 9/11, gold shot up over $11. And the main reason being is because gold is a safe haven. As people see the paper sink or the stock market crash, people pull their money because they're scared, and rightly so, and they have to park it somewhere. So whether it's under your mattress or in your bank making 1%, people are turning to what we call the alternative investment, the flight to safety and security, and that's solid gold. And that's why we have seen gold be on a tear since 2001, because, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, Terry.
No, we don't.
But in my opinion, I don't think terrorism is going to end tomorrow or even next year. And as you can probably tell from my funny accent, I'm from London, England, and we've just recently, you know, got over a recent terrorist attack, and I believe there's going to be many more to come. But since the terrorist attacks have happened in London, people in the financial markets, you know, they've lost lots of money. People are beginning to sell their stocks, and people would rather hold on to their money. And by holding on to your money in gold, what you're really stopping is inflation eroding the purchasing power of our U.S. dollar. And what I mean by that is, if you was to purchase a candy bar, for instance, last year, and it cost you a dollar, well, this year it's costing you $1.17. So besides having to fight to make as much money as you can because of taxes, you now have another factor such as inflation. And when you couple that together with obviously the shrinking dollar and the war on terrorism, this is the time to find out how to protect your money right now. And for your listeners, Terry, we're actually having a special tonight. We have the Insider's Gold Guide. It's a $20 published magazine, and it will show your listeners how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will give them a better return in their future. And just for calling, every single listener tonight receives a free silver Kennedy half dollar. It's real silver. It's our way of acquainting people with getting to know precious metals. And all they have to do is dial 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. They'll get their Insider's Gold Guide plus a silver coin just for calling. That's 800-510-9594.
Now, that's the one without the gold, without the copper edge on it. That's the real one.
Absolutely. In fact, they don't make them anymore.
Well, I haven't seen one of those in years. Boy, that's a good deal. Folks, there you go. The number, the Capital Gold Group, Jonathan Rose. Give him a call, 1-800-510-9594. He is a sponsor to the show now. He's going to help us stay on the air, and we appreciate it. So we want everybody to support our sponsors as they support us. And we're going to have Jonathan on from time to time to talk about this, give us an update, let us know how it's going. Maybe we get a testimonial or two and see what's going on.
All right, Terry, God bless.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Folks, that number one more time, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, you take care, and thanks for coming on board.
Thank you again, Terry.
Take care.
God bless.
All right. There you go, folks, a new sponsor to the Terry Anderson Show. We're going to get to the phones right now. Let us go to Brian. Brian, San Diego, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Pretty good, buddy.
I called you up when you were on the Mark Edwards Show.
Yeah, you were supposed to email me.
Pardon me?
You were supposed to email me.
Right, okay. Well, my internet is down right now. I told your producer that, and so what I did was I gave him my number to give to you.
I will call you.
Okay, right. I gave him the number, so you make sure you call me, man, so that we can talk, because we need to have a meeting of the mind.
I will get you this week.
Okay, I want to bring some things to your attention in case you don't already know. I know you usually stay on top of things, but I saw on Lou Dobbs last week where there was an illegal alien from Tijuana, an individual by the name of Oscar Ortiz, who was a Border Patrol agent. This individual used a fake birth certificate and a fake driver's license in order to ascertain employment as a Border Patrol agent.
Of all professions to get into, Brian, this guy becomes a Border Patrol agent.
Exactly, and Border Patrol, now this is Homeland Security. Border Patrol, correct me if I'm wrong, is a part of Homeland Security.
Absolutely.
Which is part of the federal government.
Absolutely.
Now, these are the individuals that we entrust to protect our borders. This gentleman was working for the Border Patrol as an illegal alien, and he was also charging $300 a head to bring illegal aliens into the country. And it gets better. There was four individuals from your home. I believe you say you were from Oakland, right, Terry?
When I was a child, I was born there, but I moved here at a very, very young age.
Okay, well, there was four individuals that were busted at the one of the DMVs up in Oakland. They were charging like $4,500 per illegal alien for a driver's license. And all this just took place just this last week. Now, this individual is locked up in the Metropolitan Correctional Center here in San Diego, the Oscar Ortiz gentleman. But the four people up in Oakland were busted for selling driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
I'd give them 20 years.
Exactly.
I'd give them 20 years apiece. That's what I'd give them.
I would, too. What I'm trying to get at, Terry, is that I know what you were saying about, you know, that Hispanics are Americans, too, and that's true, and you have some very fair-minded Hispanics, but what I'm not seeing is enough Hispanics that are American Hispanics that
outrage.
Are coming out, that
that's
are
right.
speaking out against it.
Well, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear the outrage. I want to hear, like our buddy Zony that called the show, and I see him on the board here. We're going to have him on in a minute. Zony's against illegal immigration also. And Maria, who calls the show, is against it. And Priscilla and a lot of other people that call the show who are against illegal immigration who are Hispanics. But you're right. We need to hear more outrage. I'm with you all the way. I got to go, Brian. I will get with you this week.
All right, Terry. I look forward to it.
You take care. All right, let's go to Eric, calling from Mesa, Arizona. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say?
Peace, Terry. Well, you know, I like Tancredo. I'll take him over to turncoat Biden any day.
Absolutely. And,
you know, but the real man is Byron Dorgan. We need to get this guy to run for president. And maybe you could tell the people more about Byron Dorgan of North Dakota in the near future. But I'm about as socialist as a liberal as you can get, but I'm a hardliner when it comes to the border.
Good for you.
And what did the representatives in Arizona do? Nothing. Nothing to enforce the border. Where's the legislation that'll find business?
You've got Janet Napolitano who's fighting you all the way. You've got Colby and Flake. Jeff the Flake and Colby the Clown down there. Then you've got.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Then you've got your senators. Flake. You know what I mean?
McCain, Kyle. They're all doing absolutely nothing. And for the people that support illegal aliens, you know, this government's going to lie to you the way that they lied to the white and the black people in this nation. They're going to ship you out when CAFTA, because that is the new generation of immigrants that they're going to get up here if you people decide to unionize.
Well, we'll see what happens on that one. That one's going to play out, and we're going to see. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a disaster for America if people don't stand up and fight this stuff. They got to fight it. And, you know, people tell me all the time, well, there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, they've said that a million times. And if that was...
Minutemen.
And the Minutemen, the first ones and the current ones. Absolutely.
God bless the Minutemen.
All right, Eric, got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
All right, sir.
All right, let's go to Rabbi Shifrin calling from Venice Beach. Rabbi, what do you hear? What do you say? Rabbi.
Terry.
How you doing?
Hey, good, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself? You doing
Terry,
all right? I saw you the other night at Bond. That was great.
Terry, I want to tell you, I am so proud of you, and I had the honor of meeting you for the very first time. I've been listening to you for years, but, you know, I don't know if the people in L.A. realize that this superintendent that was up there on the stand with you, absolutely head in the sand and lying to the people of
absolute lies.
I've been teaching close to 15 years or so in LAUSD. I recently had a placement there at Dorsey High School. If I couldn't tell you how many times, Terry, I've been threatened physically by illegal aliens, been jostled around. We've had to take time off to explain over and over and over. By the way, I speak fluent Spanish. I lived in Mexico for almost 4 years. I mean, it's like a United Nations there, Terry. The quality of the education is going down.
I don't know.
I'm thinking in my mind, where is Park? Where is he? What is some money behind him?
Who knows? But I'm going to tell you this. He's typical of the black politician. He's no different than Maxine Waters, than Diane Watson, than Sheila Jackson Lee, old man Conyers, Rangel. They're all the same. They're in the race business, and all they care about is race. Now, Park, he's a little different. Bernard Parks is a consummate politician. You saw how he was that night, Rabbi.
He did not bat an eyelash.
Now, he got a little flustered toward the end when he saw that the people were really coming down on him. They were on this guy like a pit bull.
That's right.
He got a little flustered toward the end. You notice,
Terry, his solution is, what we need to do is stop being divisive and build more hospitals and more schools. For whom?
Oh, yeah. Let's just build ourselves into oblivion.
Unreal.
You know what I mean? And here's what gets me about it. Here's what gets me. Who are we doing this for is a good question you just asked. But why are we doing it? All we got to do is cut it off to those who shouldn't have it. If Mexico explodes, just a country... Just right up out of the, you know, I pull it out of the blue. I don't know why I mentioned Mexico. Maybe it's because most of the illegal aliens are from there. But if they all go home, Rabbi, that country might explode. But guess what? Maybe they need a revolution to fix it. It's not getting any better down there. It's not getting any better at all. We've got to help them by making them help themselves.
We've got a situation, Terry, I can tell you, being in education, where we have young black kids running around looking for summer jobs. You cannot. When I was a kid and you were a kid,
you can't get them.
We were working at. We were flipping hamburgers, flipping hot dogs.
Car wash, donut shop, all that stuff. You can't get them.
Now you've got people living 20 people in a house, trying to live on that kind of a wage. Those jobs need to be for our kids in school.
Well, I went to Dorsey High School and I had those jobs when I was at Dorsey.
Right.
And let me tell you this, and I got to go, Rabbi. I really appreciate you calling too. There are two schools in the L.A. City schools now with predominant black populations. That's Dorsey and Crenshaw. I believe Crenshaw is 71%, and last I saw, Dorsey was 58% and losing ground every day. Now, people say, well, that's just progress. That's just a change of population, change of a demographic. No, it's not. That is fed by illegal immigration and nothing else.
Sure.
And those people are fighting us. When they come in here and they get their numbers up high enough, the violence begins as it has at Manual Arts, as it has at Jordan and Locke and Fremont and Jeff and every other school that you can think of. And the only reason it's not happening a lot at Dorsey is because it's kind of 50-50, but it will happen eventually. And I'm going to tell you something. These people hate us, not Hispanic people, but these newly arrived people coming here with a chip on their shoulder and an attitude, and they should not have it. Number one, they are raping our country. That should be enough for them. But number two, to be disgusted with us as Americans, that's just outrageous.
You know, Terry, just to finalize, when that superintendent got up there and lied before everybody.
Oh, he was a piece of work.
Saying these outrageous things.
Outrageous.
That we are causing divisiveness. What we need to do is focus on, you know, jobs, raising scores, you know, getting the kids educated, getting them graduating. Terry, we're in deep trouble with
this. We're building 160 schools in the L.A. City School District between 2002 and 2012. They will be full. There will be 44,000 seats short in 2012 when the last brick is laid. What do we do then? Build another 160 schools and then another 160 schools? When does it end? It should end now.
Terry,
we cannot go any further.
God bless you, and you are a true American, and I'm proud to be with you.
Well, you too, Rabbi. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You take care. Don't be a stranger.
No problem, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care. I got a couple of announcements to make, folks. I'm going to make one of them right now. Tomorrow night and Tuesday night, I will be hosting the Lori Roth Show. I will be her guest host. She's on vacation. Lori is a very nice lady who called me and asked me what I do. And I said, I'll do it for a couple of days. If you want to listen, they're not on in L.A., but she's on, I believe, 48 stations across the country. You can hear on the Internet. It's The Roth, R-O-T-H, therothshow.com. And anybody that wants to participate in the show, call in number. It's 1-800-837-9680. That's 1-800-837-9680. TheRothShow.com. That is Monday and Tuesday from 7 to 10 Pacific time. Listen to these guests I'm going to have. Tomorrow night I'm going to have Bill Morrow, who we just talked about, State Senator of California, and Assemblyman Ray Haynes. We're going to get their message out to a national audience. And Tuesday night we're going to have the dynamic Mike Cutler. I mean, what a guy. We're going to have Mike Cutler on for a full hour, and we're also going to have my favorite author, Dan Sheehy, on. So, you know, give it a shot if you want to listen. TheRothShow.com. Call it numbers 1-800-837-9680. Let's get to the phones. Let's go to Maria. Maria.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
I feel much better.
Yeah, much better. They totaled my car, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I mean, better the car than you. That's
better the car than me. I agree.
You know, Terry, about the big mistake what amnesty was. I mean, all people get the letters from the farmers. They were fake. They never work on the farm or anything.
Most of them weren't even here when the amnesty started.
Exactly, yeah. And you know that. That's what, and I don't understand why they don't. People that is here already. I mean, they have such a bad attitude. They don't want to learn. They don't want to read about this country, how it was made of. All the sacrifice, all the wars, all the people, and you fall in love with that, with all the sacrifice, our brothers do, and they're so, you know, ignorant,
yep.
Because they're the kind of people that come here and don't believe, and that's why there's not too many people. You're not going to find it because everybody's here illegally.
Yep.
They brought their families illegally.
No respect, Maria. No respect.
No, and I don't come here and the stupid Navarro and the morones. Who's that morones anyway?
I don't know.
Who's that guy? He's been given a lot of trouble in Campo lately.
Oh, the protester down there.
The angel something.
Oh yeah. We're gonna cover that next week. We're going to cover that next week.
And I have already in my calendar about your show. I even spoke with, you know, the Laurie Roth show?
Right.
I spoke with this director and Sarah. He was very good. So I sent my calendar. And, Terry, I will send you my donation. I can't send you too much. I'm sorry, but...
We understand, Maria. We just do what we can, you know, and I appreciate everything you can do.
I appreciate everybody.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you a lot.
God all right.
You.
Take care, Maria. Thank you for calling. All right. Let us go to Zoni. Zoni calling from Long Beach. Zoni, not much time.
Hey, a big hug to you. You're doing an excellent job. And to all the people around the country, a big hug from me. And to Maria, a big kiss. She's un beso, Maria. You know, I'm disappointed with the situation that we should be more aggressive with employers. I did my part this week because, you know, in Downey, city of Downey and county of Los Angeles, there's 90 people, so-called day laborers, in front of Home Depot. I call ICE, and if you allow me, I'll give you the telephone number because
sure.
That's the only way to report all these employers and businesses. You know, I'm not going to give up until these employers start to get, you know, penalized and hopefully behind bars.
Zoni, as I've always said, this is three people to blame, the illegal, the employer, and the government. And you know what? Without the employer hiring these people, they wouldn't come here.
And you know, ICE came a week ago to downtown LA, you know, and tried to pretend that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Nah.
But this is not going to stop because, you know, they're already back because employers, you know, are not being penalized.
Right.
So, but we're going to make progress little by little. And if you allow me, I'll give you the telephone number for ICE.
Give it out.
It's 1-866-347-2423. 1-866-347-2423. Just be specific with employees. You know, they give a report number. Keep that report number and keep calling and calling. I even called one of the restaurants that is owned by Governor Schwarzenegger and Bennis. You know, it's going to stop. We're going to keep
I want to start looking for a sponsor for the show. I want you to be the guy that's in charge of reminding us about these employers because we have to put pressure. You're absolutely right.
No,
I totally agree.
When you support illegal immigration, not you. The people support narcotraffic. The people support many children kidnapping. This week in Mexico, they got a guy from here, a white non-Hispanic person. I'm not meaning this by being racist, but they got him because he was trying to trafficking with children.
We cannot allow that, Zoni.
I do not support illegal immigration because if I do that, I will be supporting narcotraffic and all.
That's right. That's right. It all goes together. I got to go, buddy.
Arriba, Terry.
Take care.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Let's go to Dan Sheehy calling. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how are you?
Pretty good, buddy. Not much time.
Yeah, I just 3 hours ago spoke to the Palos Verdes Republican Assembly.
Great.
And I have to say that it was I was very well received. In fact, overwhelmed at the book signing.
Oh, that's great. That's
very
good
pleased.
News. Good news.
Yeah. And, you know, as you know, this book, the theme of it is how much determined people can do, even with limited resources, to save our country.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't take but a few minutes out of every day, Dan. I say all the time, watch your baseball game. Watch your football game. Watch your hockey game whenever it comes back. Do whatever you do. Go to your nightclub. Have your good time. Spend time with your family. But give a few minutes every day. It doesn't take a devoted person, you know, that's going to do this 24/7. We need some Americans that are willing to give an hour or so a day. We can get it done if we get that.
Right. People need to put down the remote control
yeah.
and stop shopping for things that they don't need.
There you go.
And spend some time saving their country, because if they don't join the movement, we're not going to have a country. We're not going to have a citizenship or sovereignty.
Got to go, Dan. We're going to have you on Tuesday night. Folks are looking forward to hearing from you, and we're going to have you on for a long time so you can get every point in there, because this book is the book. And I mean no disrespect to folks who wrote other books, but this is going to be the handbook of illegal immigration. Trust me on that one. I make that prediction.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Tuesday night, buddy. You take care. I'm glad it went well for you tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, Dan.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Don briefly. Don, what do you hear? What do you say? Calling from Montebello. Not much time, Don.
Don, this is John from Montebello. I'm your steady contributor each month through PayPal. You might have read my email.
Oh,
anyway,
absolutely. Thanks, buddy.
No, I thank you. You know, it's easy to send a cash donation. That's easy. But it's hard to put in the time like you do, Terry, and that's what you do. And I know exactly what you do. You go to places, you do things, you meet people, you spread the word, and you are a very, very powerful exponent of this cause. I remember I'm the special ed school teacher in my district. Anyway, keep up the good work, Terry. You're the greatest.
I thank you so much, sir, and thank you for all the help. We really appreciate it. Another announcement, folks. Friends of the Border Patrol's Andy Ramirez will be speaking at Border Watch. That's Saturday, August 20th at 1 p.m. That's Andy Ramirez speaking at Border Watch, August 20th, 1 p.m. That's at Moorpark City Hall in the Citrus Room at 799 Moorpark Boulevard in Moorpark, California. That's Moorpark City Hall, Citrus Room, 799 Moorpark Road, Moorpark, California. That is August the 20th at 1 p.m. Andy Ramirez. Let us go to Shane calling from Maryland. Shane, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
I'd just like to say that our politicians view legal citizens as devalued currency.
That's us.
Plain and simple. They're investing in a new gold rush. It's the illegal immigrant gold rush.
We are definitely expendable.
Yep.
That's us.
That's it.
Thanks for the call, Shane.
See you, Terry.
Let's go to Jerry real quick. Jerry, you got John calling from South Bay.
Well, it's Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Hey, guys.
You got about 20 seconds, Jerry.
Huh?
You got about 20 seconds.
Okay, talk up Terry Anderson's show. Talk them all up. Talk them to your neighbors. I talked to OMS people yesterday and today. Talk
all
them
right,
up.
Buddy.
Give them support. And the gold. Buy a little gold. A little gold inside doesn't hurt. Now, Peter Jennings, we asked you. We're
gotta go, Jerry. Jerry, time's
Peter
up.
Jennings didn't do it.
Call me next week. Thanks, Jerry.
God bless.
Real quick, let's go to Jan calling from Denver. Jan, you got 10 seconds.
Hey, Terry, we have a new name for the Denver Post here. We're calling it the Tijuana Trash Tribune.
You got 5 seconds.
And I'd like to invite everybody in Colorado to attend our rally protest tomorrow against the porno at the Denver Library.
All right. Thanks, Jan.
Uh-huh.
Take care. Folks, that's the end of the show. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay and Jeff. And I want to remind everybody, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 9160. I'm going to tell more about that next week. We do need your help. I want to thank Mel Haffenfeld for doing the phones. And those of you in Phoenix, go to Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. Buy a car, get your car service. Do something. They're great folks. I want to thank Mike Reed, my engineer deluxe. I want to remind you of those three websites we tell about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we'll be back again next week. Don't forget this week with the swings, traders and red stained sheets. We'll talk to you next week, folks. Good night.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11.
But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.